This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Supreme Court has put a stay on its earlier judgment concerning the change in definition of Aravali. A bench of Chief Justice of India Surya Kant, Justice J.K. Maheshwari and Justice A.G. Massey, in a suo motu case initiated over concerns surrounding revised definition of Aravali, expressed concern that the expert committee report and the apex court's observations were being misconstrued. The top court, keeping in abeyance its 20th of November order, said further clarification was required before the report or the court's directions could be implemented and issued notice on the suo motu case returnable on 21st of January. The apex court also ordered the formation of a new expert committee to monitor issues required to be examined in terms of the definition of Aravalis. It also issued notice to the centre and the four Aravalis states, Rajasthan, Gujarat, Delhi and Haryana, seeking the response to his suo motu case on the issue. Environment, Forest and Climate Change Minister Bhupender Yadav has welcomed the Supreme Court's decision. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the government is committed to providing all assistance sought from his ministry for the protection and restoration of the Aravali range. The minister said as of now, a complete ban on mining remains in force for the new mining leases as well as the renewal of existing ones. The Supreme Court today also put a stay on the Delhi High Court's order that had allowed suspension of the life sentence and granting bail to former Uttar Pradesh MLA Kuldeep Singh Sengar in the Unnao rape case. A vacation bench led by Justice Surya Kant, Justices J.K. Maheshwari and Augustine George Massey issued notice to the former legislator seeking his response on the CBI's plea challenging the High Court order. The bench said it would examine the matter as it required consideration. It said the former legislator will continue to remain lodged in jail. President Draupadi Murmu addressed the 15th convocation ceremony of the National Institute of Technology, NIT, at Jamshedpur in Jharkhand today. The president said to receive education from a prestigious institute such as NIT should be an honor for any student.
NIT जैसे प्रतिष्ठित संस्थान से शिक्षा प्राप्त करना अपने आप में एक उपलब्धि है। इस क्षेत्र में उपलब्ध प्रचुर प्राकृतिक संसाधन एवं सुप्रसिद्ध उद्यम NIT जमशेदपुर को और भी विशेष बनाते हैं। आपके पास अवसर है कि इस परिवेश का लाभ उठाते हुए अपने ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग देश तथा समाज के व्यापक हित में करें।
Early in the day, the president attended the centenary celebrations of Old Chiki script of Santhali language in Karandi area of Jamshedpur. The Old Chiki script, which bears a huge cultural and linguistic importance to the Santhali tribal community, was created in 1925 by Raghunath Murmu for the Santhali language. Defence Acquisition Council DAC has cleared proposals worth 79,000 crore rupees to enhance the capabilities of the armed forces. Chairing the Defence Acquisition Council meeting in New Delhi today, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh accorded acceptance of necessity, AON, for these proposals of the three services. The Minister of Defence informed that AON was approved for the procurement of various defence systems, including loiter munition system for artillery regiments, low-level lightweight radars, long-range guided rocket ammunition for Pinaka multiple launch rocket system, an integrated drone detection and interdiction system Mark II for the Indian Army. For the Indian Air Force, AON was approved for the procurement of automatic takeoff landing recording system that will fill the gaps in the aerospace safety environment by providing high-definition all-weather automatic recording of landing and takeoff. Home Minister Amit Shah has said Assam and other northeastern states have witnessed tremendous development in the past 11 years. Mr. Shah was speaking after inaugurating redeveloped Mahapurush Srimant Shankardev Abhibharb Kshetra at Batadrawa Than in Naugaon district of Assam. The Home Minister said Northeast is witnessing peace and development now. In chess, India's Arjun Erigesi and Koneru Hampi won the bronze medals in the men's and the women's sections at the FIDE World Rapid Chess Championship in Doha, Qatar yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.